It's been a year since our neighbor Vincent DeSalvo died. His wife Sarah had an open house on Sunday afternoon to mark the occasion. She's doing pretty good, considering. A bunch of people showed up, and it was a nice get-together. Folks told stories about Vinny, of course. What a great guy he was. How he could fix anything. Never charge for it either, though he wouldn't say no to a meal. And dessert? He'd always ask for seconds. Vinny touched a lot of lives, and Mahoosick Mills misses him. But like in a lot of small towns, we take care of our own, and some have stepped up to the plate. Charlie's one of them. Here's his tribute to Vinny.
Vincent DeSalvo.
Vincent DeSalvo lived down the block. Mechanically speaking, the guy was a rock. Eighth grade, I think, was as much as he'd done, but he could fix anything under the sun. If you had a motor that you couldn't start, well, he couldn't wait to just take it apart and fiddle around. That's what he'd do. He'd sing and he'd grunt and he'd fix it for you. Old amplifiers, a swimming pool pump, he'd get them up and running with parts from the dump. Rebuilt transmission, he could do that. One hell of a guy, but a little too fat. I could haul my lawnmower way across town or walk it to Vinny, three houses down, who'd play with that thing while I was gone, and later that day, I'd be mowing my lawn. The only problem that got the guy stumped was when his work told him that he had been dumped. With six kids at home, that wasn't no joke. The stress of it all just gave him a stroke. His wife Sarah told us he just couldn't stop and died in her arms, right there in his shop. His friends all went in on his casket, of course. That box might have been big enough for a horse. So when Sarah DeSalvo needs something repaired, we jump to the aid of the Vinny impaired. We take it apart all over the ground and do what he'd do, just fiddle around. That's it for now. Catch you on the flip side.